Hi, it's Mac on Saturday, 21st of April, and I'm getting all the stuff down from the attic and out into the car for hopefully another car boot tomorrow on Sunday. Now, as would be our weather up here in Scotia, it's decided to piss off rain while I was doing this, and I had the top box, because we have one of those large fully top boxes here where I put all the clothes that my wife sells, and I left it open, went up to the attic to get the clothes, came back down, and the top box, well, it started raining basically, so the top box was wet, so then I had to dry it all out before I could put the clothes in. I've done that, shut the top box, still pissing the rain, excuse my French, it is pissing the rain. Yeah, it's not very nice, it's quite cold, it's only about 7 or 8 degrees as well, doesn't help, and I'm just starting to take out all the boxes of stuff, get them out. So, first of all, I'd like to say congrats to Cat, to Sassy Cat, who has passed her test. Fantastic. You know we were all rooting for you, Cat, and you had us worried, you know. Yeah, I really thought you were going to go through a traumatic weekend. And there you go, you've done it after all. And don't you believe for a second that prayers don't help. I've been praying for you to pass. You believe what you like, I believe what I like. So, great news, Kat. Absolutely delighted for you. And but then again, when I was listening to your boo just a little while ago, you were talking about the guy who got paid off and all the benefits he was going to get. Kind of makes sense to be paid off, doesn't it? You know? Unless you really want to be industrious. Or, I would say in your case, you are providing a service, because obviously your clients, as it were, seem to like you, enjoy your company, and enjoy what you do. And as does your boss sees. So I would say when you're in that situation, and you are providing a service as opposed to just simply doing a job. And if you remember being out and about driving, getting away from the doors, you're not stuck in an office. Yeah, it can be a good job if you make it a good job. So in your case, probably best without the benefits. And probably best to feel slightly sorry, at least for the guy who got paid off. Anyway. Yeah, where was I? Yes, lifting boxes out into the car in the pouring rain. Such fun. But I'm looking forward to my tea, because we're having our favourite. Well, one of our favourites, which is a local butcher who has won awards for his Scotch pies. And we have them regular, so we're having Scotch pies with beans and hot mugs of tea. And then we will have to... Oh, I'm tripping over my own self here. We'll have that, and then we have mass to go to tonight, about 5 o'clock, about 10, 12 miles from here. Because, believe me, when we come back tomorrow, we won't be fit to go to any services. So we'll do that, and then get back to our feet up for the night. We'll be in bed by probably about 9:30 tonight at the latest, because we'll be up at 3:30. I'll try to get 5 or 6 hours of sleep. Fun thing is, whenever there's something like on my daughter's events on the Saturday mornings, or the car boots, I don't know what it is, something tends to keep my mind overactive, and I tend to think a lot about things and never seem to get that sleep. I don't seem to get a good night's sleep anyway, but on these nights it seems to be even worse. But hey, once we get down there, get the tables out, set up, and get the flask out, and have a nice hot cup of tea we're invariably feel better. And that's usually about 7 o'clock in the morning when we've got on. So we're standing there at 7 o'clock in the morning having sandwiches and hot mugs of tea when we should still be in our bed. Let's not talk about car boots anymore because we'll probably do something tomorrow. I'm trying to think as I go along here about other things to talk about. Cat's birthday today. What a great birthday present, Cat. I'm just going back a little bit here. I meant to mention that when I mentioned your passing your test. Oh, what a good birthday present. Yeah, and being 38 again is fantastic, isn't it? Really, yeah. I'm still 21. Of course, my birthday was in leap years. Conversations with Simon, SM2N, and comments from Rob Acrobat and Slandy, of course, who kicked it all off, Stefano, on the trackpads. I've said enough on that. I just want to say that as Rob kind of points out, Rob reiterated that each do their own. What works for one doesn't work for another. But listening to both Rob and Stefano on that, what kind of intrigued me, because I've now got an iPad and I downloaded and paid for Sketchbook Pro simply to give, because I like kind of sketching. I'm useless, honestly. I'm not an artist. And neither is my wife, but she's always wanted to sit and doodle and do things like that. So the object of this was to get a program that we could do. I know it's a very multifarious program, Sketchbook Pro. I've seen some of the stuff on YouTube. God, it's an amazing stuff. But what I found, we just want to doodle and maybe improve and learn a little bit. So. And particularly when we're travelling long distances, my wife gets, obviously, passengers always get a little bit fed up on long distances. And so the reason I got that was mainly for her. But I found that doing it with the finger, it kind of blinds you to what you're actually doing if you've got your... Because your finger's at the end of your hand, isn't it? I mean, unless you're different from me. And even if you're just using one finger, the rest of your hand and the tip of your finger kind of obscures... let's just say the preciseness of what you're doing. So I've been looking into stylus or styli, I should say. And so when Stefano and Rob mentioned the Wacom tablet, I knew about them, of course. I always thought they were just basically for designers, but kind of think along not the lines of getting a Wacom, because I have an iPad 3, but I'm definitely going to get a stylus because I think it will improve things greatly. And maybe have other uses, I don't know, in other programs or applications on the iPad, but certainly for sketching. So I agree that with everybody else it's entirely different, and the same with the Sketchbook Pro, that people will maybe quite happy to doodle with their fingers. I think it'd be great to get a stylus that would do a good job and probably make you feel a little bit more professional, huh? So, a lot of good stuff to talk about. What else can I talk about today? Okay. I can't think. Oh, man. I'm getting soaking wet. I'm hiding below the car at the moment. Oh, yes. I remember now. The Princess story has finished. Dear, dear. I was really getting into that story. What a shame. But the good news is... That Paul Omani blog, and of course Grace Omani Dot, have decided to have a new story, the dolphin story. And I am really looking forward to listening to the dolphins. If it's anywhere near as good as the princess story, it's going to be great to listen to. And of course, Grace has laid down her views on that, how the format she wants. It's not to be too long, it's not to have that, it's to have this, it's to have that. So she's beginning now to dictate to the Omani dad how she wants the story to be compiled. And it's great to hear her giving her views. Absolutely brilliant. So yes, we're looking forward to the dolphin story. I've listened to parts 1 and 2. So I've to catch up on the latest episodes and lots of other audio booze I'm seeing this morning. I'm just trying to get this sorted out, and I'm also trying to get I'll try to get some stuff up on eBay. Stuff I need to get rid of. It always takes time, eBay. I've always tried to go with a quick sale just to save the buggering about with all this, all the details. Anyway, so yes, good stuff, all good stuff, and I think I've havered enough on this particular wet day. I really need to get my tea now and get a bit of energy boost. I feel a bit low today, not low mentally, just physically. I just need to have not a lot of energy today for some reason or other. My wife noticed that because she's having to chase me on to pack the car. I usually just go out and get it done. There was something else played my mind. Oh yes, yes. Oh no, that's a different audio bit. I did one yesterday on a friend of mine's who was seriously ill. But this is a different one. This is a tragedy that's happened in a different sense to... Oh no, I won't go into it now. No. I'll do another bit on that one. Yes, I'll do it because it's rather personal. I can't put it out as an audio bit. They will have no knowledge of this whatsoever. But I was shocked. Absolutely shocked what happened. When you hear it, you'll understand why I was totally shocked. But yes, so enough for today. And that's me almost... just the tables to go in and the clothes reel, and that's us. And I can go in now and have my boils, pies and beans, and I'm pretty sure after that I'm going to feel on top of the world, or maybe just at the equator. We'll see. Depends what side of the equator, huh? Now, enough for that nonsense. I'll let you go on with your day. More ramblings to come from Mac. Bye for now. I'll finish off with Lucky Song. Blackbird Song. Probably stop now.